भद्रं कर्णे विश्वनयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनुभिः यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
See, every individual, the third mundaka, first section, I told you the first mundakam is epitome of the entire Upanishad. Second mundakam mainly analyzes Jiva Ishvara, Aikyam, then Brahma Jagad Aikyam. Isn't it? Thereby, by discussing these two ikyams, it establishes the non-duality of the reality. Second part, second mundakam. The third mundakam is talking on all allied subjects of Vedanta. All disciplines, everything it will talk. But initially, you know, it presents an analogy. The first two verses, if you see, the first, it begins with an analogy. What is the analogy for? I'll tell you. Before I go to the verse, I always explain, then I'll go. Like how Brahman, Maya, Vikshepa Shakti, Avarna Shakti, then what Vikshepa Shakti does, what Avarna Shakti does. To understand, we spend many hours. Now it is nothing, isn't it? You know very clearly. So here similarly, here also this analogy, there is a two birds sitting on one tree, same tree. This is an analogy presented here. What does it say here? Look at this. Every individual, a jivaha, who is a jivaha? Every individual is said to be a jivaha. This individuality itself is a drama. Okay, you know, it's a playing a drama. There's a play which is an individuality. The wherein there's an individuality. Understand now? This individuality, how does this individuality come into being? How does it happen? You see, every individual is a combination, composition, collection of three factors. In Drik Drisham, I taught you as what? Sakshi, the absolute illuminator, then mind, the relative illuminator, then the sense organs, another relative illuminator. Isn't it? But here, we will see it differently. Every individual is what? Combination of three factors. What are the three factors? Of the three factors, one factor is absolute reality. Two other factors are relative reality or empirical reality. What are they? First you have to understand, there is a body-mind-sense complex. We are going to the details of body, mind, sense complex. You know, the whole body, mind, sense complex is what now? Itself does not form an individual. But without the body, mind, sense complex, there is no individual. Isn't it? So, body, mind, sense complex itself does not make an individual. Without body, mind, sense complex, there is no individual. The way Namarupa itself does not become a name, but without Namarupa there is no wave. Understand that there is only water. Therefore, what is an individual? Individual is a combination of three factors. Composition of three factors. Of the three factors, one factor we say what now? This body-mind-sense complex. the mind and senses together, you can say, the sukshma is also subtle, is invisible, subtle, also is what now? Is a create the product of, now you know everything, isn't it? Of avikshepa, isn't it? Vikshepa Allah is what now? Vikshepa Shakti is a what now? This way always prakarna we should do first. And easy to teach later on. All maya karyam, all maya shakti only. It has no substantiality. It is inert, insentient. It has no independent existence. Isn't it? We know all these things. This whole body, mind, sense complex, the whole thing is what? Material, insentient. Isn't it? Insentient, inert. And this plus, what is that which makes the whole system conscious, sentient, now and alive now, is the, this is the mind, isn't it? The mind becomes conscious and sentient, thereby being associated with the conscious, sentient mind, body also becomes conscious and sentient. And what is that really which is, isn't it, which makes this conscious, sentient? We say, it is the association of the manifest consciousness. What is it now? Manifestation of consciousness or reflection of consciousness. Just as there is no light of its own on the part of the moon, but isn't it? On full moon days, the moon alone, full moon alone illumines the earth. Earth needs to be illumined. But the moon, we think moon is the illuminator of the earth on full moon days. Really speaking, moon is not the illuminator. There is no other illuminator. Moon is the illuminator, but moon does not have its own light. It borrows light from the sun. It means what? On the surface of the moon, there is a reflection of sunlight, and thereby moon becomes luminous. And it becomes what? It becomes a luminary, and it also becomes the illuminator of the earth. Isn't it now? So moon does two things. Borrows light, then lends light. Okay, borrows light and lends light. Like a banking job. Take money from the deposits, then give loans. They don't pay and then you go bankruptcy. Okay. But here, no problem here. This moon does two tongues. It borrows light, it lends light. Isn't it? It illumines the earth. Similarly, here says something which does borrow sentiency and consciousness and lends consciousness and sentiency to the body and sense complex. What is that? Mind. Isn't it? Because mind is a very, very specially designed hardware. So, which alone can access to, has access to consciousness directly, means what? The consciousness, in fact, reflected on the part of the mind, or you can say manifestation of consciousness is there in the mind, because mind is the subtlest of the manifestations. I told you many times, isn't it, why consciousness manifests only in the mind directly, not in everything else. A consciousness pervades everything. There is nothing which is not pervaded by consciousness. But manifestation is only in certain places, isn't it? Why? In keeping with the subtleness. So the whole, everything is earthen, but only a mirror reflects the face. Why? Because mirror has transparency. Is it clear now? The wall doesn't reflect. The books do not reflect, thank God. The books also reflect your faces, what will happen? And there again you will start seeing how do I look. Again it will distract, isn't it? And you won't be able to, it's a problem. So thank God, a book is what of you, unless paper again is earthen only. Isn't it? Therefore, all the earthen products do not reflect the face, but mirror alone reflects the face, because mirror has transparency. Similarly, all the maya karyam jagat, even though whole jagat is pervaded by consciousness, whole Jagat exists in consciousness, because very Maya exists in consciousness. Now, you know, I can tell you easily, I can talk to you now. Very Maya exists in unmanifest, Shakti exists in consciousness. Therefore, manifest forms also exist in consciousness. Isn't it? Therefore, there's nothing which is not pervaded by consciousness. Pure consciousness, original consciousness pervades everything. But pure consciousness which pervades everything is not manifest in everything. Is not manifest in everything. That is why we have something called inert non-living thing. Understand now? So in a non-living thing, and in an insentient thing, consciousness is there or not? If we say, what will you say? If we ask?
Yes.
Because we cannot accept. What we say, there's no consciousness here. That's not true. Consciousness is there. But how is it? Unmanifest. Understand? No, consciousness is everywhere. Don't say consciousness is not there. Thunilum irupar, thurumbilum irupar. That is why Prahlada comes in, not this, where this? In Srimad Bhagavatam, Nrisimha Avataram comes. Prahlada, this is a story Bhagavatam beautifully presents. How to make everywhere consciousness is. Now, consciousness is everywhere, but it's unmanifest. This is a fact. This abstract fact has to be made clear through a story. And Hiranyakashipu comes. No, ahankara, a height of arrogance. Who says there is Bhagavan here? Okay, then he takes his leg and he just kicks the pillar. That comes Bhagavan, you know that? Appears Nrisimha. That means what? They say, come on, Bhagavan is everywhere. That means what? Actually speaking, this is a story, isn't it? But still, consciousness is Brahman. That consciousness is the pure existence also. You have to understand very clearly, pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness. Sat is Chit. Pure existence is pure consciousness. And a chit is existence. And this sat-chit Brahma is of the nature of limitlessness. Therefore, anantam. Therefore, anandaha. Understand now? This chit which is sat is of the nature of anantam or anandaha, limitlessness. Time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitless. Therefore, limitlessness is the nature of the existence which is pure consciousness. Is it clear now? This is Brahman. This Brahman, where is it not? It is the very substance which is the substratum where the whole all the living, non-living, mobile, immobile, namarupas are spread. You know that very well. They are pervaded by everything. So there is no place where consciousness is not, but consciousness is not manifest in everything. This consciousness is, for the consciousness to manifest, it needs a very special manifesting medium. Is it clear now? That of all the manifesting media, mind is the exalted form of medium. Human mind. That is why it's the best. You know, that's why I told you even then. Aham. When you say aham, when you say, come on. Now look at this. Aham is what? Knowledge. Isn't it? What is now aham when you say aham, I am, or I, what is that I? Knowledge, isn't it? Knowledge only. But I, when you say this sound, word, a word is a sound expressed. For the sound to emerge out, to be heard, there must be what? Mouth. Isn't it? It must be mouth. And for the sound, the knowledge to come out, there must be already cognition, knowledge. A thought must be there, only then sound can emerge. And what is a sound? Is emergence of, expression of, emanating of, coming out of what? Thought. So for thought to arise, there must be mind. Understand now? Without the mind, thought cannot be there. Without the thought, speech is not possible. Understand now? For the speech, mouth is required, instrument is required. For the thought, mind is antahkaranam, bahihkaranam, bahish, not bahishkaranam, okay? Sending out is bahishkaranam. That is different thing. That is not, he bahihi, isn't it? Bahyakaranam, antahkaranam. So we need two instruments for that to express. Is it clear now? Now I tell you, who says aham? Who is that who says aham? Does consciousness say aham? Does consciousness think aham?
No.
Consciousness has no mind, so it cannot think. Consciousness does not have mouth, so it cannot speak. Okay. Then aham, consciousness does not say. Then does the body, mind and complex say aham? It cannot say by itself. Why? This mind cannot think, mouth cannot speak by itself, because it is even the poor mind and mouth, mind and the whole body is dependent. Even for exist, they cannot even exist by itself. Cannot even exist by itself. How can it say? How can it think? Therefore, aham, I who says is the combination. Understand how? The body, mind, sense complex, mind alone does not think, mouth alone cannot speak without being associated with the thought. Consciousness by itself does not say. Therefore, what now? What do you have to understand? I, when you say, I am, when you say, there's a combination of, isn't it? This satyam and mithya, atma, anatma, isn't it? This together alone can say aham. Is it clear now? This will be very clear. So here, what is that then? What is this individual? It's a combination of, we can say, pure consciousness pervades everything. You know that consciousness is, and I told you, this consciousness needs a very special medium to manifest. Therefore, mind is the very, very, very special thing where consciousness becomes manifest. Isn't it? This is a reflection of consciousness on the part of the mind. Therefore, this reflection of consciousness is another factor. Then, the reflecting medium, the manifesting medium. What is an individual? Here we'll see differently. Individual is a combination of pure consciousness, manifest consciousness, and the manifesting medium, the body, mind, sense complex. You can bring in all of them together. Body, mind, sense complex is a manifesting medium. Consciousness is manifest in the mind. The manifest consciousness, the reflected consciousness, isn't it? Because association of the mind reflective consciousness, mind becomes conscious and sentient, and this mind has association with the physical body, thereby the borrowed conscious mind, body borrows consciousness and sentiency from the conscious mind. I told you, the moon borrows light from the sun, lends light to the earth. Similarly, typical example, okay? Mind borrows consciousness from Sakshi and lends consciousness to the mind and sense, body and senses. This is how become what now? The body becomes conscious and sentient and alive. Mind is conscious and sentient because it reflects consciousness directly, and consciousness is. Is clear now? So this is here we have to say, what is an individual, if you say? Dead body also is body, in dead body what is missing? Sukshma is missing, isn't it? In dead body, sukshma is missing. So you can't say Mr. So-and-so. That is why people always say, he has gone. In Indian expression, when somebody died, he has passed away. He's still the inside. But who has passed away? We mean it. In Indian, I don't know, he also must, no, he has passed away. Do you use the expression? He has passed away. But still you have the body, the person, so Mr. So-and-so is lying down. Okay, but who has passed away? He has not passed away. Why do you say he has passed away? Because who has passed away is sukshma. Who gave life to his physical body? Understand? No, he has passed away. Now then this is, then it becomes a neuter-gender word, you know that? Then they mean the body neuter, use the word neuter-gender word. That is still there. In Tamil expression say, that is still there, but he has passed away. That means, so who is the individual here? You can't say dead body is not individual, isn't it? Individual means an alive individual is who now? Pure consciousness is there in dead body also. Pure consciousness is there in alive body also. What is missing in the, what is the difference between the dead body and the alive body? Consciousness is there, body is there. In the complex, one thing is missing. Understand, what is that? The sukshma is missing. Of the sukshma also, don't care for other things. Mind-body complex, we'll make it like that, okay? The mind which reflects consciousness, the reflecting medium has left, isn't it? Therefore, when the reflecting medium has left means reflection also will resolve. Reflection is not possible. When the reflection is not there, body doesn't get any light. A new moon day, poor sun, moon, cannot borrow light. But this is a different thing, isn't it? But here, mind is always illumined. But this body cannot have borrow consciousness because mind is not here. Mind has mood. Mind mood, along with the mind, reflection also mood. So it has become what now? Dark room. The lamp is taken away, the room has become dark. Dark room. It's a dark black room. Dark room. Because lamp has gone away. So here we say, so what is this? What is that even? Okay, include the mind also with the body. Then you can say all the material products, material factors which constitute the individual, of the individual, there are certain factors which are material. Certain, then another thing, pure consciousness. Isn't it? Consciousness is there. Material is there in dead body, but what is not there is what now? Manifest consciousness is not there. Is it clear now? Therefore, reflection of consciousness. You can say pure consciousness, manifest consciousness, and manifesting medium. You can say all the three, body, mind, and complex together is what now? Manifesting medium. These three together constitute an individual. This individual alone, he says what now? I am. Who says I am now? This individual says, I am. It says. And the thing is, this, the reflection of consciousness, you can say, which has, because it is intimately associated with the mind, intimately associated with the physical body, the mind, therefore it has what now? Identity with intimate association, inseparable association. Because of that, the proximate association has resulted in what now? Mistaking this for the I. So I, that's why I is where? I is on the body, I is on the mind, I is on the senses, I is a, what is I now? I is placed everywhere. Isn't it? But unfortunately, I is not placed on awareness. It is not known. There is consciousness, but we don't never think about it, isn't it? We never think there is consciousness. Never think about it. So this is how we say, then there comes a samsara. Then what we did, there is a doership, there is enjoyership. I am is okay, I am the doer is added to I am. I am is fine, but I am an enjoyer, enjoyer is added to I am. What is added? Addition. What is added, you see? I is okay. I am also is okay. But what is added? I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. Is added. Why it is added? Because I sense is there on the body. I sense is on the mind. All other thoughts. I sense the sense powers. I sense is on also on the what now? The pranas. Therefore, this notion is there. This I am the doer, I am the enjoyer is a notion. It's another thought. It's been now, it's a notion. And not only that, then any, all the problems of this body maintenance complex, also what now, superimposed. We are going to see in that Dhritarishma also next class, it become very clear. Superimposed upon this I. What is I here? Is it clear now? We do not have that, we do not see. Now you know, because of avarana shakti, we are not able to see this this difference in combination. There's a combination, I the individual am, the combination of all this, but what should be, these are all mithya, this is a mithya aspect of me, the satyam aspect of me is pure consciousness, mithya aspect of me is what now, this body mind complex, and body mind complex, mithya aspect of me is not tangible, has no substantiality. Satyam aspect of me, the pure consciousness, satyam, it is absolutely real, it is a substance. Therefore, I should claim myself to be not the mithya aspects, but satyam aspect. Then that is called jnanam. There you are free. There is no doership, no enjoyership. But what do? We do not claim satyam aspect of the individual as I. Because we only claim the mithya aspect of individual as the I. Thereby we add all the notions to I am as doer, enjoyer. Then sukhi, dukhi. Sukhi? Sukhi, dukhi. Then all other things, punyavan, papavan, isn't it? Aham punyavan, aham papavan, aham dukki, aham sukhi. All these are additions. Then what we have now? So busy in managing the desires and fulfilling the desires and be acting and doing things. No time for, you have to sit quietly for some time to see. We are not even sitting. We are not even quiet. How can you see that? It needs some. You have to stop. Then to see. Stop to see. You can't see. Isn't it? This is what Upanishad says here. So, this is presented in this analogy. So, dvohi. Understand now? This is what is presented there. Why there is samsara? Look, the same topic comes again here. It's easy to understand, isn't it? So there is this tree. This tree is there, and this tree is full of fruits. What is this tree here? This body is what? No, this body, mind, sense complex is the tree. Body, mind, sense complex is the tree, which has full of what now? fruits. What fruits? Punyam fruits, papam fruits. Fruit of punyam and fruit of papams. You have to enjoy. The tree gives you the enjoyment. Tree alone helps you enjoy the fruits by bearing the fruits. Similarly, this body maintenance complex also what now? Helps you enjoy the fruits of punya papa in the form of pains and pleasures. Isn't it? And there one bird sits, bird has to go and sit there to enjoy the fruits. And you had to what now? You had to identify, so you love the house, form a nest there and sit there comfortably. Who is this? Reflection of consciousness, okay, which has the reflection of consciousness is there, because of which I sense is very I am, is cognition, isn't it? The cognition I am, I is a cognition. I told you, vritti comes, the vritti also reflects consciousness. There is knowledge, cognition, I. Then I am. Isn't it? Cognition comes, that's fine. But what happens? I am, when you add everything else, then that's called identity. What's abhimana? Anything added to I becomes what now? The notion, the thinking, the thought becomes what now? Ahankaraha. Is it now having identity? The ahankara, that is what? The reflection of consciousness on the part of the mind is what now? Ahankaraha. Understand now? That ahankara means what now? That ahankaraha, that is how ahankara. I am the reflection of consciousness identified with the body maintenance complex is said to be what now? Ahankara. There is body maintenance complex, then there is reflection of consciousness which is identified with the body maintenance complex, the reflecting medium, which is called ahankara. Then there is pure consciousness. Is it clear now? There are three things: pure consciousness, reflection of consciousness, which is identified with the reflecting medium, then the reflecting medium, body maintenance complex. Three factors constitute the individual. So the body is like the tree, isn't it? And sitting where one can enjoy, the bird can enjoy the fruits of punya papa. Understand now, without the tree, the bird cannot enjoy punya papa, is it? So ahankaraha, what's ahankaraha? Reflection of consciousness identified with the body maintenance complex is what now? Ahankara. Is it clear now? So ahankara is there. That is, one bird stands for that ahankara. Is it clear now? Ahankara. Then what does the bird do? All the time busy making lots of noise and having family around, and then, you know, and laying eggs and looking after the kids and then making noise. It's okay, fine, but sometime it stop, no? It can't be doing it all the time. And then it plucks the fruit and eats, and then very happy. Oh, very, very sweet fruit. And other fruits are coming, very bitter. My God, these fruits, I don't know why these fruits also come in the same tree. I really don't like these fruits. And some are sour and some are bitter. Some are very sweet. Some are okay. Let the fruits come, and then it enjoys all the fruits. So busy eating fruits, experiencing, isn't it? It does not, then there's another bird sitting in the same tree. Who's the tree? That bird does not eat anything. That is pure consciousness, Sakshi. Understand now? Who is Sakshi now? Other bird, which is sitting in the same tree, does not eat fruit. Any fruit. So what? It doesn't go through the pain or pleasure of eating sweet fruit or a bitter fruit. Sakshi matram, isn't it? Because it is there. Consciousness does not experience pain, does not experience pleasure. Consciousness does not have a thought, consciousness does not have pain, consciousness does not have pleasure also. Does not have pain or pleasure. Is it clear now? So similarly, the consciousness does not eat anything. So consciousness, and therefore similarly here, it doesn't enjoy. There is no enjoyment on the part of consciousness. There is no experience on the part of consciousness. Isn't it? Consciousness is without consciousness, no experience is possible, no enjoyment is possible, but consciousness by itself does not have any enjoyment or experience. So consciousness is. Therefore, it doesn't. What does consciousness do? Does not do anything. Why? That is the nature of consciousness. Not doing anything is what now? Nature of consciousness. Actionlessness is the nature of consciousness. It is there. Why it is there? It is there. Everything is in it. That is the truth. That is the only reality. So consciousness is there. What action does the light do now? We all get up, we sit and we walk and we do everything. We pull the chair that side, we pull the chair this side, we push the chair that side. I put that chair last here, sofa this side. I push the back now. I do all these things we do. But what does the light do? Simply light is. Isn't it? You push the chair there, it illumines there. Push the chair here, it illumines here. But light, does it do any action? No. Just sannidhi matrena. Every class I repeat this line. Sannidhi matrena. Just by being present, by its mere presence, it illumines things. Similarly, what does consciousness, the satyam, the substance, what does it do? It is there. Pervading everything. But what does it do in an individual? It is there as the witness sakshi. Does it do the job of witnessing? It is not the job, it is the swarupam. Consciousness is, mind is, mind becomes illumined. Light is, object becomes illumined. That isn't it? Mind is exposed to the consciousness. Then mind is in consciousness, it becomes illumined. Therefore, consciousness is, that is called Sakshi bird. Understand now, one bird is what? Now, one bird sitting in the same tree does not eat the fruits. It is only witnessing. Okay? One bird stands for the Sakshi, pure consciousness, which is of the nature of actionlessness. Another bird stands for what? Reflection of consciousness, which is identified with the reflecting media, therefore which is called what now? Ahankaraha. Is it clear now? Ahankaraha. And apart from it, what now? Reflection of consciousness, ahankaraha, and reflecting medium. But this bird, this reflection of, isn't it, this bird, which is there, ahankara, it only identity with the body when it comes, eats and eats and eats. If it stops eat for a second, and if it, what should it do? I, the, isn't it? I, what is this I? What is I is? What is ahankara is? Aham. Aham is what? Itself is a cognition. Itself is a knowledge. Itself is a antahkarana vritti jnanam. Vritti jnanam. It is a vritti plus reflection of consciousness. Together is what now? Cognition. Please understand, cognition is a what now? Vritti plus reflection of consciousness. Vritti cannot even exist without consciousness. Understand now? But vritti once is there, vritti reflects consciousness, and reflection of consciousness plus vritti is what? Cognition. Aham, I is what? I thought is what? Cognition. First that is a thought. Understand now? Only if I thought is there, this self, this cognition is there, I cognition is there, any other cognition is possible. Understand now? So everything is what? Every object is. Every object is what now? There is no object which is. Any object is means object presupposes its knowability, isn't it? It is known. Object is means what? Existence of the object is. Existence of the object is means knowledge of object is. Cognition of object is. Cognition of object is means what now? Consciousness is. Without consciousness, no cognition possible. No reflection of consciousness possible. Without reflection of consciousness, no cognition is possible. Without cognition, no illumination is possible outside. There no knowledge is, no object can exist. Is it clear now? Therefore, when you say any object, you say, what is there, one thing common in all of them? Look at this. All the nama rupas come and go. They change. Variable. But what is not variable is invariably present in all the variable objects is existence. Okay, so object is means when you say light existence is. Time is, time existence is. Space is, space existence is. Chair is, chair existence is. People are, people existence is again. Don't say existences are. People existence is. Flower is, flower existence is. Colors are, color existence is. When the vritti goes, object is chair, chair is means chair vritti is. Chair vritti is what now? Chair jnanam is. Vritti means vritti jnanam. Is it clear now? Chair is means chair vritti is. So, vritti chenav. Okay, light is means what? Vritti, object of vritti, cognition is changing. Look at this. Object of cognition is changing. Chair is, now light is. Now, what happened now? Now, light vritti is there. Light cognition is. People are, people cognition is. So, vritti is also, objects change, isn't it? Objects of cognition change. Chair is means what? Chair existence is. Chair is means chair existence. Light is light existence. People are people existence. Flowers are flower existence. Isn't it? Form is form. Sound is sound existence. Taste is taste existence. So existence is common in all of them. You notice something? Existence is common in all of them. And how many existences are there? Very question is wrong, isn't it? Existence is one. Look at this. Existence is one. And existence is invariable. Objects vary. Objects are many. Whereas existence is one. Existence is invariable. Objects are dependent on existence. There is no object without existence. There is no object without existence. Please listen to my sentence very carefully. No object is without existence. When you say chair is means chair's existence is. Is implies what now? Existence only. Chair's existence is. Therefore, existence. So when the chair is not. Chair is. Chair existence is. Chair is not. Still what is there? Existence is. is with the existence, is with the absence. Existence is with the presence, existence is with the absence also. Why? Presence is object of experience, absence also is object of experience. Therefore, what now? Chair existence is, chair is not, absence of chair is, isn't it? Therefore, existence is always. Therefore, what now? Existence is independent, existence is one. Is it clear now? Now, existence is eternal. Existence has no time. Please remember, existence is one, you remember very well? One, because others are many. One. And existence is independent. It doesn't depend upon the objects. Whereas there's no object which exists independent of existence. Do you think it correctly? Get it? Now I say, existence is eternal. How do you say eternal? Existence is always. How do you say it is always? Because objects vary, cognitions vary, isn't it? Look at this. But existence is the same. Chair is, chair existence is, chair has gone, time is, time existence is, okay? Wood is, wood existence is, food is, food existence is, food has gone, flesh, okay? Flesh is, flesh existence is, energy is, energy existence is. Is it energy exhausted? Exhausted energy is, so existence continues to be with everything. Tree is, tree existence is. Tree has gone, wood is, wood existence is. Wood has gone, coal is, coal existence is. Coal has gone, ashes are, ashes existence is. My God, things change, but existence continues to be with what is. I think you would have finished reading Swamiji's second chapter. Swamiji, he explains that nasato vidyate bhavaha. There Swamiji explains very beautifully what is sadbuddhi, asadbuddhi. You know, there's always asat also is what? No, you say is, existence is. Asat is not, still continues to be there. Part is, part existence is. Part is broken. Now, still what now? The bits of parts, part bits are there. Still existence is the part bits. Part bits also gone. Clay is, clay powder is, isn't it? Then you can still what now? Existence is with the clay powder. So, existence always joins something what is. That means what? I mean, everything exists in existence only. Therefore, existence is eternal. Existence always is. There's no time when existence is not. If we say there is a time when existence is not, when you say when? When is existence not there? When is it not there? No, the nothing was existent, you know, because I fell asleep and the nothing was existent. But even then, what was there, you know? Existence alone was there. Only you were not there. Isn't it? Therefore, there is no time, existence is not there. Therefore, existence is eternal, independent, one. Is it clear now? Then existence is all pervasive. Another word you have to understand, existence is all pervasive. How do you say all pervasive? Chair is, light is, chair existence is, light existence is, amma existence is, uncle existence is there, light, anything is, how many ever things are, with every object existence is. Your existence is what now? All pervasive also. Remember, this is very important. All pervasive, eternal, one, independent. Say that now. Existence is ekam, ekam, one, all ekam, swatantram, independent, independent, then eternal, nityam, then all pervasive sarvagatam. Ekam swatantram nityam sarvagatam. Ekam nityam swatantram sarvagatam. Say now, ekam nityam swatantram sarvagatam. What is that? Existence. But all the namarupas, isn't it? All the other objects come and go. There are many objects are namarupas are many. Namarupas come and go. They are not eternal and they are not all per. They are spatially limited, not all pervasive. Also, what are they dependent? Is there namarupas are many? Namarupas are dependent. They don't have independent existence, no substantiality, and they are time bound. They are spatially limited, non eternal. Is it clear now? This is what the Sat actually, but this Sat, the existence, is actually what now? We say this is how that reality alone is in the form of existence of the whole Jagat. Whole Jagat is what now? Brahman plus Namarupa. When you say existence plus Namarupa, we now reduce the word, change the word now. Existence plus Namarupa is equal to Jagat. What is Jagat? Brahman plus Namarupa is equal to Jagat, manifest Namarupa. Existence plus manifest Namarupa is equal to Jagat. But what do we see? We do not see Avrunoti. Kim Avrunoti? I just told, now I can use that also, bring in here. Isn't it? This pure existence plus manifest Namarupa constitute the Jagat here, effect. Jagat is not just the Namarupa. Okay? There is no Namarupa without the pure existence also. Pure existence Brahman plus manifest Namarupa is Jagat means. But what do we do not see? We see only Namarupa. We mistake the Namarupa for Satyam. Mithya Namarupa for Satyam. Why? Because we do not see the Bhedaha. I told you, remember, difference between the pure existence with pure existence and the manifest Namarupa. Now see the difference. When you see the ocean, you see pure H2O plus what now? Manifest Namarupa. But you do not see the difference between the pure existence plus manifest Namarupa. That is called is what? Ignorance. Avaranam. Understand now? That is covered. Therefore, what if, because we cannot see outside, we do not see outside, bahihi avritam, do not see outside the difference between pure existence and this manifest Namarupa, because you do not see inside, what now? Drit drishya bheda. If you can see the drit drishya bheda inside, you can see Sad Namarupa Beda. And then now, what is Drik here inside? That existence, look at this now, the pure existence is always experienced with the Namarupa outside. Whenever there is experience, please understand, what is experience? Please listen to me carefully. Please wake up for a while. I know it will go, it goes above the head in the heart. From behind, we need some cool atmosphere now, isn't it? We'll make it. We'll organize it next week onwards. See, next week you come and see this week. It's going to be just heaven. Or you come and see here, Sorgam. We'll organize it. Once you come inside, you all should feel that you're all sitting inside. We are going on a cruise, okay? And Rupert is going to organize Vedanta cruise soon. At least no cruise, at least local bus, okay? We'll fix up one bus. London bus. But not without a cover now. Oh my God, head will break. No, what I'm saying here, this pure existence plus manifest Namarupa, that Vedaha we do not see. We understand now, what is experience now? Experience is actually cognition. What is cognition? Vritti plus reflection of consciousness. There is no cognition with just the vritti alone is not cognition. Consciousness reflection itself is not possible if there is no reflecting medium. Therefore, vritti cognition means reflection of consciousness plus vritti cognition of something means what now? Any object is what now? Existence plus manifest Namarupa. But we do not see. To be able to see Namarupa with the existence, you should see what now? Pure existence without Namarupa. To be able to see the pure existence without Namarupa, you cannot see it outside as an object, but you can see it as a subject. Pure existence minus Namarupa, you have to see first. In order to be able to see Namarupa with the pure existence, for which how can you see pure existence? You can see inside, not outside, as the subject, not as an object. Subject of knowledge is knower. Knower is what? Witness, Sakshi. Sakshi is who? Chit, the consciousness. Understand now? Sat is Chit, available for recognition only as the Chit. Is clear now? Chit, pure consciousness. Once you know the pure consciousness, the Chit, the Drik, the knower, subject on is the Chit, then you know this pure consciousness is, therefore this reflection of consciousness, which is also what now? Pure consciousness. Therefore, drishyam is also what now? Everything, isn't it? Therefore, drit drishya bheda inside you have. A mind is a mithya aspect of the individual. Isn't it? Mind is mithya aspect of individual. Sense powers are mithya aspect of individual. And then this body is mithya aspect of individual. Because they are all material. They are nama rupani. They do not have independent existence. They do not have substantiality. They are intangible. No, they are not tangible. They are actually satyam is what now? Pure consciousness. That is once you know this difference. Okay? Of the three factors, I, the self, am pure consciousness, the satyam aspect factor of the individual is in fact what? I should claim myself to be the satyam aspect of the individual, the consciousness. I have what now? I dissociate the mithya aspect of the individual. Not physically, physical separation is not possible, impossible in fact. Cognitively, I separate. Buddhya Beda. And Buddhya, isn't it? Cognitively, I understand, isn't it? What is called cognitive shift in understanding is what now? I, the individual, I am the combination of all the three factors. But actually, I had to, well, the satyam only I should claim as the self, not the mithya. Now, this is what the Atma, Anatma, Vivekaha, discriminative knowledge of the Atma and Anatma. Anatma, Atma together constitute the individual, but Atma is what now? I am the Atma. Not only I am the Atma, I is the Atma, everything is Atma, the Brahman. Understanding. Once you have the Chit, once you know the Chit as the very knower, the Sakshi, then you understand the Chit alone is there as the Sat of every object. Is clear now? This is what pure Chit you recognize as the Self, as the knower, subject of knowledge inside, then you can see the pure Sat, Chit being pure Sat, with the Namarupa outside. Is it clear now? Then this Chit, which is Sat, is what? Is Anandaha. There is no other Ananda. Limitlessness. Is it clear now? This has to be understood. So, the Upanishad presents an analogy. look at this to make the analogy understand, I have to give you a big story like this. Okay, he says two birds are sitting and one bird is a sakshi. One bird is what now? Atma sakshi. Another bird is ahankara. Who's ahankara? Reflected consciousness identified with the body maintains complex. And the body maintains complex is this tree. Isn't it? It keeps on eating, 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 all the punya papas eating and accumulating new punya papas also eats and puts the seeds also down, a new plant come. Once you eat the fruit, what can it do with the seed? Isn't it? You can say, I eat the sweet seed also. Okay, that's a different thing. So here, the fruits you drop. Okay, the fruits will do, seeds will, what will the seeds do? New sprouts will come. And you have to leave this tree and go to the new tree. Understand now? Leave this tree, go to the new tree. And again new tree. Again new tree. Why? New tree with lots of new fruits. Old tree gone. Okay, new tree and go to new fresh fruits. The hybrid tree means when they're very young, they bear lots of fruits. Okay, lots of problems. Okay, then we have all, you know, this cloned trees, maha problem. So now all this, you know, not simple problems, okay, all sorts of problems we have, cloned trees. And then there's now eat and eat and eat, drop new seeds, new accumulation, okay. Dropping of seeds is what? Agami. Agami punya papa. Then you have, it keeps going, going, keeps on going, and it never comes an end. This bird, okay, stops for seconds eating, and it turns out and sees the other bird sitting. Who's the other bird? Sakshi bird. This mind turns the attention from eating, of course, I'm not saying don't stop eating. I mean, I'm saying it turns the attention and sees the bird, Sakshi bird. Oh, I am you. Okay, this word is I am you. My God, I thought I'm a tree. I thought I'm a fruit. I thought I was eating fruits. I thought I was doing everything. Actually, I'm a bird. Free bird. I'm not a bound, isn't it? I'm not a caged being. I'm a free bird. To know you're a free bird, you see the Sakshi bird. If the identity is with this ahankara, the identity with the body maintenance complex turns its attention and looks into, sees its own sarupam being pure consciousness, then understands what now? Then you can say, Mano buddha hankara chitta ninaham. No? Then you can say, Manaha buddhihi chitta ahankara I am not. You can say all that. Then you can say what? Chid ananda rupaha shivaha aham shivaha aham. Chidananda rupaha shivaha aham, not Deviyamma's husband shivaha aham. Chid ananda rupaha shivaha aham. I am, isn't it? That's called this discriminative knowledge. Discrimination means physical separation of combination of is not possible, but buddhi, isn't it? Cognitive separation is possible. Cognitive separation means what? I, the notion, I, we shifted from what I is. Everything is sat, chit, Brahma, Satchitanandam Brahma, Satchitanandam Brahma, I, not am, is also Brahma. I is Brahma, everything is Brahma. What about I? I is Brahma. Okay? I, the self, am the awareness, Brahma, the pure existence. I, the Self, am the pure consciousness, which is pure existence, existence of the whole Jagat, isn't it now? Which is of the nature of, which is free from all limitations. This is what only in understanding. Is clear now? This is the teaching through this analogy the Upanishad wants to give. Now let us go to the book now. Okay. Always going to the book. Before going to the book, I had to do all these lessons. Otherwise, it will become very, very confusing. Is it clear now? It's not too much, isn't it? I think you all need some covering now. I know. Not. Don't need covering, you got to get rid of the covering. But this, I'm hearing, this covering means something too. Okay, now, you see that, see it in the second verse. Oh, first verse. Dvasuparna Sayuja Sakaya. Okay, Dvasuparna. Dvasuparna means what now? Two beautiful winged birds. Suparna. And Sayuja means what? They are inseparable. Can you separate the reflection of consciousness and the mind? Can you separate the reflection of consciousness and the consciousness? Isn't it? There is, isn't it? Suparna. Sakayo means what? Sayuja. Two birds are friends, Sayujau, inseparably together, Sayujau. And Sakayo, they're good friends. Why good friends? Because they're together. Whoever, people mistake, okay, if you're together, if you think you're very good friends, that need not be. Being together so you can be quarrelsome, like Indian husband and wife. They never go away, but we're quarrelsome. As an ocean, but they can't go away. They can't. That's a prarabdha, isn't it? Live together and get over, grow out of it. That's the thing. Okay. Then, dvau suparnau sayujau sakayo. So, what is sayuja sakayo? They're friends, they're inseparably together, and these two birds. And then, but the both the birds, why they're, because they're together, the friends also, they both are shining. Why? Consciousness is self-luminous, self-shining. Because it's the nature. Jnanam, surup means jnanam. Knowledge is the surupam, isn't it? In what form is the reality? Is, we say, pure knowledge, which is self-effulgent. And what about this mind? This mind also is effulgent. Why? Borrowed consciousness. Sun and moon, both are shining. Both are illuminators now. Like that, this consciousness is self-effulgent. This mind with borrowed consciousness also is effulgent. So both are shining. That is why Suparna, Dvau Suparna, both shining, two shining birds. And then they are friends. They are together inseparably. And Samanam Vriksham Parishasva Jate. They are, what now? The Persian, the same tree means what? They are dwelling in the same tree. Samanam Vriksham Parishasva Jate. Rendu Alahiyam Paravehal, Nanbarhal, Migjahadikirangal. They are sitting in the same tree, isn't it? Parisamanam Vriksham Parishasva Jate. They're indwelling in the same tree. What is the tree now? Now you know. One bird is a Sakshi bird. Another bird is Ahankara bird. Who is Ahankara bird? Reflected consciousness identified with the body means complexes. Ahankara bird. And another, what is the tree? Body minds and complex reflecting medium. Is it clear now? Now they're together. Tayoho, of these two birds, which bird? The reflected consciousness identified with the body mentions complex and the pure consciousness, isn't it? Of these two, pippalam swadu atti. Pippalam means fruit, swadu means what? No, relishes, no, atti. It's relishing, no? It relishes the taste of the fruits. Who, one bird, of the two, one bird, this Jiva bird, Ahankara, understand now, who's a Jiva now? one who is ahankara is jiva. What is ahankara? Identified with the body, mind and complex is ahankara. Is it clear now? This reflective consciousness, identified with the body, mind and complex, getting the name jiva, is enjoying the fruits of the tree. What fruits? Sweet fruits. Experiences? Pleasure, punya palam. Then bitter fruits, papa palam, pain. Isn't it? It enjoys. Then, anashnanna. One bird is eating, anashnan anyaha abhichaka sheeti. Other bird does not eat there, simply sitting, watches this bird eating. Pain comes, pleasure comes, this bird is going through lots of pains. Other pain, no? Other the bird which is eating goes through pains and pleasures. Eats bitter fruits, sweet fruits, sour fruits. And other bird without eating just witnesses the mind, sakshi chaitanyam, illumines the mind, sitting there, knowing. Isn't it? Whatever thoughts come, illumines. Pleasure comes, pain comes, illumines. Similarly, here also, the sakshi bird just witnesses the other bird eating, experiencing. Is it clear now? Abhichaka sheeti. Now, next verse now. Samane vrikshe purushaha nimagnaha. Now he is explaining this same thing. Samane vrikshe purushaha nimagnaha anishaya shochati muhyamanaha jushtam yada pashyati anyam isham asya mahimanam iti vitashokaha. Look at this. Now, from the analogy, we come to the actual jiva ish problem now. Okay? What happens? Samane vrikshe. In the similarly, just as two shining birds sitting in the same tree, in this body mentions complex also, there are two birds. Who are the two birds? Sakshi bird, Sakshi, the illuminator three. Remember that now? Mahadevaha, Sakshi, the Chaitanyam, the consciousness. Then, who is the other one? Other one is what now? Jivaha. Who is Jivaha here? There is no other, isn't it? Jivaha means what? Of the individual, there is mind. Mind, and then now? Mind and Sakshi. There is Sakshi, the pure consciousness. There is mind with the reflected consciousness. These two are where now? These two are in the same body sense complex, isn't it? Mind is here now. Body, mind, sense complex is here. There is reflection of consciousness, which is another bird, jiva bird, isn't it? And there is Sakshi bird also, which is consciousness. It says, Samane vrikshe purushaha nimagnaha. Nimagnaha means what now? Once you have this body, mind, complex, the jiva bird, the mind is so engrossed. Nimagnaha means what now? Mind is so engrossed. Purusha nimagnaha. Nimagnaha. Now what now? Nimagnaha. Once it's engrossed, being endowed with physical body mind's complex, identified with the body mind's complex, and being subject to all limitations. Why? It superimposes all the limitations of the body mind's complex upon the Atma, self, essence. Then what now? Anishaya. Anishaya shochati. Anishaya means what? Anisha means being incapable of being limitless. Isn't it? Being incapable of being limitless. Because it's not limitless anymore. Why? Because identity. Anishaya helplessly. Helplessly shochati. Understand now? Helplessly it is grieves. Shochati means grieves. There is something called grief. Why? Helplessly jiva bird becomes what now? helplessly, there is something called grief. The mind goes through the grief. Mind has suffering because helplessly. There is no help. Understand how? Anishaya shochiti. Why Anishaya? Helpless. Why it is feels helpless? Because of identity. Why identity? Because it does not have the avrunoti. Because it doesn't know what is satyam, what is mithya. Is it clear now? Anishaya shochiti. Then, why shochati? Muhyamanaha. Being deluded. It's completely deluded. This, there's no discriminative knowledge. Now, you know, already I told you, there is no discriminative knowledge of what Atma is, what Anatma is. What consciousness is, what the mind is, what is the reflection of consciousness is, what the body is. There is no discriminative. What is Satyam there? What is Mithya there? Satyam Mithya discriminative knowledge is not there. Atma Anatma Viveka is not there. Driktrishayoho Bedajnanam is not there. Therefore, what now? Muhyamanaha, deluded, not knowing what is what, mistaking one for the other, it is completely deluded. Lack of discriminative knowledge is what now? Delusion. Muhyamanaha, deluded, what does this do now? Shochati, grieves. Okay, Swayam Krita Aparadaha. It's called what now? Swayam Krita Aparadaha. Nane and Tala Vanna Vari Portu Ten. Now, Swayam Krita Aparadaha means nobody is responsible for my punya, my pains and pleasures, my experience of Sukadukkam. I am responsible now. It's of our own problem. Shochati. Now it is grieving. The individual person is grieving now. The individual is grief. There's something called grief. There's something called experience of grief, sorrow, pain on the part of individual. Why there is such a thing called grief? Why there is something called pain? Why there is something called sorrow on the part of individual? Shochati. Kimartam shochati. Muhyamanaha shochati. Being deluded, he grieves. Why? What is delusion? Lack of discriminative knowledge. Why there is no lack of discriminative knowledge? There's no knowledge. So what if the discriminating knowledge is not there? So what? Mistake the mithya for satyam. Satyam for mithya. Mithya the atma for anatma. Anatma for atma. So what now? I think all the limitations of anatma become superimposed upon the atma. Then I have all the notions. I am bound, I am limited, I am small, I am insecure, I am unhappy. All these notions. I am unhappy. Bhagavan can never make you happy. You are already happiness. Isn't it? Then we also blame what now? We pray and finish all the stotrams of all the Mahatmas. We are not satisfied with one poetry, okay? We need so many songs and so many poems and pray. And we also say Bhagavan has no eyes. Kanne idle. Bhagavan has no eyes. Bhagavan has no ears. He doesn't listen to my pleading, doesn't listen to my prayers, doesn't come and rescue me, protect me. I'm suffering so much. Is he there? No, he's not there at all. I anger, I say there's no Bhagavan also we say here. And Bhagavan knows, you can say whatever you want to say. I can never come to make you happy. Because I cannot make you happy, because already you are happiness. Okay, how can I give you what I have already given you? Even if I give you, you will be comparing the same thing. I have already given you the whole thing. Having, is it then? Better stop this business and understand. So, muhyamanaha eva shochati, so clear. Shokaha is due to moha. Shochati, verb. Muhyati also is a verb. Make it now nouns. Mohaha is shokaha is because of moha. Shoka is because of moha. Why there is something called suffering, going through an experience of pain, experience of sorrow, grief, isn't it? Why? On the part of the individual? Because of moha. Shoka is because of moha. What is moha? Lack of discriminative knowledge. of what? Of drik and drishyam, of satyam and mithya, of atma and anatma. So what now? If this, they mistake it. Then helplessly shochati. Muhyamanaha shochati. There's no other reason, he says here. So samane vrikshe, you had all, not that there's no Bhagavan here, okay? Samane vrikshe, where there is consciousness all pervasive. You don't go and search for consciousness. It's already, Hattim is already there, always there. Isn't it? So here, Jushtam yada pasyati anyam. Isham, when this mind dissociates itself with this I thought, okay, aham, dissociate itself with the body, mind and complex. How does dissociate physically? No. It understands aham is nothing but a vritti. What is aham? Vritti jnanam, cognition. It is a vritti. Thought, the reflection of consciousness, together constitute what? Vritti jnanam, something called cognition. And this every cognition is what now? This aham is a cognition. What is aham now? Reflection of consciousness, nothing but pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is not reflection, but reflection is pure consciousness. When you see your face on the mirror, what do you say? I am not that, but that is me. Don't you say that? Similarly, consciousness is not the reflection of consciousness, but the reflection of consciousness is nothing but consciousness. What about vritti? Vritti doesn't even have independent existence. Isn't it? Wave is water. You have to say Namarupa is what? H2O. There's no Namarupa without H2O. Wave, isn't it? Similarly, what about all the thoughts? Every thought is aham brahma. Understand now? Everything is brahma. Everything is brahman means mind is brahma, senses are brahma, jagat, all the namarupas are brahma. Oh, maya itself is brahma. All the namarupas are brahma. Brahman is not namarupa, but namarupa is nothing but brahma. Similarly, everything is brahman. This body is atma. Atma is not the body. Senses are not. Atma is not the senses, but senses are atma. Atma is not the prana, but the pranas are atma. Atma is not the thought, but thoughts are atma. Atma is not I, but I is, I am Brahma. Okay, now who is aham Brahma? Who is aham Brahma asmi? This question will be coming again and again and again. Who says aham Brahma asmi? Does consciousness say, does Brahman say aham Brahma? Please say, who says aham Brahma? Brahman does not say aham Brahma. Why? Brahman doesn't have mouth. Why? Brahman does not think aham Brahma. Thank God, okay? Brahman doesn't think, doesn't speak. But does the body say aham Brahma? No. Does the mind say aham Brahma? No. Who says then? This cognition, reflected consciousness plus vritti, the combination. Isn't it now? This alone says aham Brahma. And so now who says now? Body itself doesn't say. This combination, individual who says, individual who is combination of satyam and mithya, there it says, whose mind buddhi understands, recognizes vivekam, buddhi uses all the buddhi shakti is used properly. All the penetrative power, exploring power is used to properly explore and discover this truth. What is the truth? Everything is combination of what now? Satyam and mithya. Understand now? So there, satyam should be claimed as I or mithya should be claimed as I. Understand now? If you want to claim mithya as I, nobody is stopping you. Already we are doing it, and then they say, muhyamanaha shochati. If you claim aham, satyam as I, here again you have choice. Okay, Bhagavan gives this choice. Understand, accept. Otherwise, I can't do Arjuna anything anymore. You can't say. He said that in teaching. I'm going to teach you what is right. Okay, you have to understand. Then this is what now. Who says aham brahmasmi? Everything is Brahman. Buddhi understands. Aham also is Brahman. Who understands Buddhi? Isn't it human intellect which has recognized the fact everything is Brahman alone says. Understand now that Brahman, the thought comes, understanding comes, understanding expresses what now? Aham Brahmasmi. Is it clear now? Brahman doesn't say that. I'll be talking about now. Look at every class, I'll be asking this. Who says Aham Brahmasmi? I'll make it very clear.
I have one question.
No, wait. I have to finish. No question in between. So, what happens now? What happens? This is understood. Yada Isham Pashyati. This bird, we all them eating fruit, stops and then turns its head and sees. The Isham means what now? Sakshi. This mind turns its attention towards its own Swarupam Brahman. Isn't this reflected consciousness with the, by itself? He says no. Okay, this jiva, this ahankara, the mind, this human mind, wherein I sense is there, when that mind turns the attention towards its own swarupam. Own swarupam means what now? When it recognizes its swarupam being pure consciousness, then has identity with that pure consciousness, Brahman, then what now? No? Yada Isham Pashyati. Isham Pashyati means what now? The jiva recognizing this ahankara, recognizing identity with I sense, recognizing identity with not with the body mentions complex, but with consciousness. Then what happens now? Mahimanam Asya Pashyati. My God sees the glory of its own. This pure I, the self, and this consciousness, which is Satchit Ananda, which is pure existence and pure consciousness and limitlessness, is free from all limitations. Free from all this, understands. Then Vita Shokaha Bhavati becomes free from all sorrow. Understand now? Becomes free from all sorrow. Vita Shokaha. Gata Shokaha. This Shoka has gone from the mind. Which mind? The Shoka is there in the mind. Where there is wrong identity. Wrong identity is due to the lack of discriminative knowledge of what is Satyam and what is Mithya, what is mind, what is Sakshi. Then wrong identity, then therefore doership, therefore enjoyership, therefore punya papa phala anubhava, then there is sukha dukkha, there is dukkha anubhavaha, shochati, muhyamanaha, shochati, then what? Anishaya, helplessly it is grieving, but when it recognizes Swarupam being pure consciousness, Isham Yada Pashyati, when it sees its own Swarupam, then Vita Shokaha Bhavati, it becomes free from bondage and limitations. So what is happening? There is no physical separation of, I don't know, there is no physical separation of Atma and Anatma happens here. There is no physical separation of Drik and Drishyam happens here. The cognitive separation of, isn't it? There is a cognition of distinction between Drik and Drishyam alone is what? Knowledge. Understand now? Cognitive separation, not physical separation. Cognition of distinction between Drik and Drishyam is what now? Really frees it from all limitations. Thereby Vita Shokaha Bhavati becomes free from all sorrows and pains. Is it clear now? So, read the verse and we'll stop the class. Samane vrikshe,
samane vrikshe,
purushaha,
purushaha,
nimagnaha,
nimagnaha,
anishaya shochati,
anishaya shochati,
muhyamanaha,
muhyamanaha,
jushtam,
jushtam,
yada,
yada,
pashyati,
pashyati,
anyam
isham,
asya mahimanam,
asya mahimanam,
iti vita shokaha. What does it mean? Wrong identity is bondage. Right identity is freedom. There is no physical separation. Cognitive shift. So, delusion leads to sorrow. Ignorance leads to delusion. Delusion leads to sorrow. Bondage. Bondage is sorrow. Now, discriminative knowledge leads to the elimination of grief and bondage. We will analyze more. Don't think you have finished the class. Only now we have starting the class. Vedanta LKG passed. No, preschool passed. Now we have shifted, lifted our foot like this. Going to put on the first step. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.